What the fuck? Who the fuck are you?
Oh, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, you dickhead.
How many fucking Twinkies did you eat today, you fuck?
Fuck off.
Who the fuck is this?
What the fuck is a fembot?
And I'm gonna fucking snap your goddamn neck!
I'm a crazy motherfucker.
Fuck the payphone.
Hi, listen like me. Hello?
Good evening, this is Lorna calling with this corporate office with Arby's. We're doing a quick quality control of your restaurant. Do you have a moment to go over a couple things with me?
Uh-huh.
Have you had any complaints related to quality of the meat that we've been serving for the past couple weeks?
No.
Okay. Did you guys get the memo that we are starting to use a 50-50 blend of meat and corn product in the beef product?
Not that I know. I don't remember.
And you haven't gotten any complaints about that change? Mm-hmm. That's great. We did have some complaints of people having explosive diarrhea and horrible gas from the corn additives. Did anybody complain of that? Or did you have any messes in the bathroom?
No.
Okay, I'll put that down. We are sending out some new bells to some of the places around there. Is your bell in good function?
What bell?
The bell. The Arby's bell.
Oh, that bell. Yeah, we have it.
Can I get a quick 3 rings on it for me so I can check that box?
Give me 1 second. Can you... Can you ring that up this time? You want to see this?
Is that good?
3 times, please. Perfect.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you so very much. Perfect.
Is that all?
The curly fries. Do you have any curly fries that are hot and ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do a stretch test. Please, please grab a roughly 3-inch long curly fry.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's customers right now. I gotta go meet them.
They can wait. They can wait. Tom is corporate. They can wait a second. We're almost done.
I'm sorry. I forgot where I was. And then, hey, you're medium.
Let me talk to that customer. Yeah, put a curly fry on his finger.
All right. Thank you, good sir.
Thank you for calling Arby's Aid during Cameron Beck. How may I help you?
Good evening. This is Lorna with corporate. Please hold for Eddie or Mike with the technical department. Please hold.
Thank you for calling Arby's. Your call is important to us. Please hold the line, and someone will be with you shortly.
Hello, this is Mike from Arby's Corporate. How can I help you?
You guys called me, so how can I help you?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that. Must be because we're looking... your call was transferred to me. I apologize. What we're doing is we're looking to... update the bells at various different Arby's locations. And your location is on our list, and we just need you to confirm 2 things for us. Thing one, how many exits and entrances do you have there? Customer entrances and exits, that is.
2.
Okay. And how many bells do you have right now in the lobby? You know, the customer satisfaction bells?
2.
2. Okay. And are they the handheld variety, or are they kind of mounted in the on the wall?
Mounted.
Mounted. Excellent. Okay. So what we'll be able to do is we'll be able to send somebody in there, and they'll be replacing them with sort of similar bells, but a digital system to capture the number of times they get rung in a day.
Okay.
So we at corporate office, we can know the satisfaction of customers at various different Arby's locations. Isn't that cool?
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm actually super, super.
Time, or is it gonna be...
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you. I apologize.
Is it going to chime, or is it going to be like a silent thing?
No, it's going to be a regular ding for you guys, a regular old bell. Except they're going to add on this little, basically this little sensor that tells us when the bell's ringing.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have this big. We have this room in corporate office. We call it the Ops Center. And we have this this map of the country with all of the different franchise locations pieced out on the map. And basically, every time the bell rings at a location, it'll light up at that location on the map. Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
Yeah. Arby's Corporate is a pretty neat place. If you ever get out here to Georgia, it'd be really nice to have you.
I visit Georgia quite often. I have family down there.
Yeah, well, maybe you can make arrangements with us, and we can get you a tour of the Ops Center there.
Sounds like a cool plan. I like it.
Awesome. But one thing we need from you, one last thing, and then we'll let you go, because we know you're super busy, and we respect that. If you could just go out and give that bell a ring while you're on the phone with me, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just want to hear the bell ringing when you give it a ding. Oh, that's the I'm Walking to the Bell song. I'm familiar with that. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I always come when I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, that's a beautiful bell, isn't it?
It is a beautiful bell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, can you ding it again? I'm almost there. Do you think you could ding it again? I just love that sound. It's so wonderful.
Hang on a second. I got customers in front of me.
That's okay.
I got to get back to my post real quick.
Sure thing. Yeah, you could push them out of the way.
Okay.
There's that one kid in the background who's saying interesting. Get good. Kind of sound. Okay. Put me on hold and
broccoli.
Bunch of jerks.
Put you on hold, hold.
They won the hold game.
I thought she was gonna be nice. She seemed like you guys had like your vibe in, and then she just walked just fit it off.
Yeah, I felt like we hit it off, but
this is Lorna with Arby's Corporate. Please hold as we transfer you to Arby's Quality Control. And Michael, please hold.
At the birth of your child, your first snowfall, a shooting star, all meaningless in the face of the void, Arby's might as well order the large.
Hi, this is Michael. Good evening. From Arby's.
This is Arby's Quality Control. Oh, Mike, it's Dave. We both got hooked up on the line. You want to take this call?
Go ahead, Mike.
No, you take this, Dave.
Oh, Dave. Hi, Arby's. This is Dave and Mike. We are with Corporate Quality Control. Who do I have on the line?
Tech support is also here, just in case there's any more problems with the hack that we had.
Oh, hey, tech support. Is that Johnny? Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny. Yep.
How's your sister?
Doing great.
I'm sorry. You don't
pregnant
still feel
as ever.
You're not still mad at me about pregnant. Wait a minute. How pregnant is she?
We'll talk about that later.
You're fucking with me, right?
No, we'll talk about that later.
You're not mad about
we're
that.
We're at work
thing,
right now.
You?
This is a work call.
It was a party.
I mean, it was a work call. It was right a now. Party. This is a business.
We were. It was
I'm
off
just
hours.
Here for support and I... about the hack.
We are so stupid. Oh my god.
Arby's a big death threat.
Hello.
Good evening. This is Mike here with Arby's Corporate. We are going to shift you over to Dave at Quality Control. Please hold for one moment. We're going to get you over to Dave. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Those screams you hear in the night? Yeah, that's Arby's making its way out of your intestines. Arby's, probably not very good for you. Meat products.
Today, for lunch, why not brutally blind your hunger with duct tape and throw it in the tub with a big, scary meal from Arby's. Arby's. Bon appetit.
Thank you for calling Arby's. Your call is so important to us. Please hold the line, because we're probably taking a shit.
Yeah, this is Dave, Quality Control. Is this the Arby's there in Vegas? Good evening, ma'am. Thank you for holding. This is Dave with Arby's Quality Control. Hello? Hello? Who's on the line? Hello? Hello?
This is tech support. We have someone hacking our hold music line. They're saying awful things. We're trying to work on it. There might be some confusion on your end. I'm going to patch you through. You're going to have to hold real quick.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello? Hello, Arby's.
Yeah, it seems like our hold line is completely down. You're going to have to explain that to them. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. Our hold line is completely messed up.
Thank you for holding, motherfucker.
Arby's, fuck you. Arby's, when you want to tell your hunger to go fuck itself. Arby's, no one hates you more than yourself. Arby's, why don't you hate your body as much as you hate? Why don't you?
Listen to Nihilist Arby's. Yeah. There's so many good ones. Like Arby's, come for the sandwiches, stay because you died shooting heroin into your dick in the ladies' room. Enjoy Arby's. Like it's totally unhinged.
Arby's, I'm picking like the most. Life is not worth living.
Arby's, 35th and Glendale. How can we help you?
Good evening. This is Lorna. I'm with Arby's Corporate. Please hold for about 15 seconds. We're going to get you through to Mike or Eddie with tech support. They're going to run you through the procedure on the new bells we're going to have coming into your location in the next week or two. Please hold.
I don't have time.
Thank you for holding. Your hold is important to us. Please hold the line.
Hi, Mike from Corporate. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, who am I speaking with? They didn't patch me through.
My name is Cassandra. Can I,
Yeah, Cassandra, this is Mike. I just needed to do a quick thing. Tell you a little bit about the bells. We're getting new digital bells installed at the Arby's locations that will provide the corporate office here in Georgia with statistics on bell usage and customer satisfaction.
Can you give me 2 seconds real quick? Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Why? Hello?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm back.
Hi. Welcome back. Sorry about that.
We're going to have to do this phone call a little bit. No, it's fine. I'm going to have to do this phone call at another time because I can't do it right now.
Okay. I just needed you to answer a quick question about the bell. What kind of bell do you have in there? What model of bell do you have? Is it a handheld bell? Is it one that's mounted on the wall? How does it work?
Sir, I apologize. I don't have time to do this. I am really busy.
It's just one quick question about your bell. That's all I need to know. And then we'll have the text come in there later in the week.
I understand, but I was also told we weren't going to be getting these kinds of conversations. So my supervisor knows nothing about this. So if you want to me to answer that question, you have to go through them first. So
Yeah, you're
again,
welcome
I apologize
to put, I thought you were the supervisor, okay?
What an asshole.
Yeah.
No, you got. There's something, an email out or something. Like, her supervisor told her not to answer these kind of questions, like, very recently. Arby's is on their shit. Good job, Arby's.
I think you give them too much credit, sir.
Arby's on 9th Street.
Yeah, I just, this is Vlad. I'm calling from corporate. We are just going to be instituting a new policy. We've had some confusion with people traveling through the area with the clocks not being changed with daylight savings because we're in Arizona here.
Got it. Let me give you to my GM really quick. He's sitting right next to me.
Okay, that's perfect.
Oh, you're all right.
Sex offender.
Hello, this is William, the GM. Can I help you?
Hi, William. This is Vladimir. We're going to be patching you through to Eddie and Mike. Did you guys get the new bells yet? Or have you, I see you're on the list here for a bell upgrade to the digital model. And I wasn't sure if you got that yet or not. That son of a bitch. Well, this one has one of those cool signs, the cool like hat signs.
Arisansa, can I help you?
Hi, this is Mike from tech support, from corporate. We got a ticket and also a work order to install a new bell. Apparently, you don't have the new bell yet. You have the old bell?
Okay.
What?
Mike.
Excuse me, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Your bell. I'm Mike from tech support. We were working on your bell. You have the old bell. We got some new bells now, so we can tell when people ring it. And I have a work order to come and install the new bells. But I need to know how many bells do you have? Do you have, like, multiple exits?
We have one, two.
You have two? All right.
Yeah, but right.
Okay, so two bells, and also we came up with this new idea where we're going to put a bell in the bathroom, right before the bathroom. So if they had a good meal, they're going to go, you know, they can ring before they go in the bathroom. Do you have a single bathroom, a neutral gender bathroom, or how many bathrooms do you have?
Maybe like four.
You have four bathrooms? Oh my God, that's gonna make dude. That's the whole night. I'm gonna cancel the other appointment then.
Okay, say that. I gotta go, man. It's kind of a little busy right now. Sorry.
You are really busy. Can you put me on with someone who isn't busy, who I can talk to, who knows what they're talking about? Because I gotta come in here, and I thank you for the information on how many bells I need to bring, but it's a whole network setup. Damn it. He's too busy. He's too busy.
Bells.
I'm sure he probably.
Good Lord. These, like, curly fries with crap all over them. Looks like someone just fucking. It looks like some kind. Someone just lost some kind of bat.
Arby's on Flamingo.
Ugh. Good evening, sir. My name is Vladimir. We're going to be passing you over to Mike over in the corporate quality control department. Just please hold for one moment. We'll get you on with Mike. This is Vlad, and you're here with Arby's quality control. Please hold.
Thank you for calling Arby's, where you can get a sandwich with meat product.
Arby's, we have the meat product.
Thank you for calling Arby's, where your hold is really important to us. Please hold the line and continue to hold. Hold.
Yes, hello, this is Michael from Arby's.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How can I help you?
How can I help you?
No, how can I help you? What's up?
You guys called us.
What's your fucking problem? No, you called me, you dipshit.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, no, you guys called me saying Arby's quality control.
You're a product, meat product guy, right?
So why are you guys calling? What's this about?
Oh, hang on a second. Please hold. I'm going to just put you on hold. We'll be right back, okay?
Welcome to Arby's.
Arby's. We got the holds. Hold. Holdy hold. Hold.
Here at Arby's, we aren't mopping the floors tonight because fuck it. All Arby's locations will eventually be destroyed in war or sucked back into the sun. Enjoy Arby's.
I only had to do that one because you swore at him already.
Arby's, I'm Stephanie.
Hey there, Arby's. How you doing? This is Vladimir. I was just in there a little while ago and got a little bit of a situation. Somebody seems to have left a smoldering joint inside of my roast beef sandwich. Somebody was smoking pot or something?
Is there a way you can do photo evidence? But that sounds...
What?
I'm sorry about that.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, I just got a sandwich from there, and I don't know what the deal is, but there's a half-smoked marijuana cigarette inside of my Arby's beef and cheddar sandwich. I bit into it.
Okay, can you bring it back?
Yeah, I can bring it back, but I'm going to have to drive across town.
Nobody here smokes marijuana, so.
What are you talking about? At an Arby's, every other person there smokes marijuana, including you.
Oh, yeah?
Smoke pot? Come on, you know you smoke pot. Was it your joint?
Pardon me?
Was it your marijuana that ended up in my sandwich?
No.
I think that the corporate would have a problem with the manager at an Arby's putting his marijuana into a customer's sandwich. Do you think that you'd have an issue with
probably
that?
Probably would. So
yeah. So you're telling me that no one there smokes marijuana, as if you have any idea whether anyone around you there does or does not smoke marijuana when you yourself smoke marijuana.
Well, me myself, huh?
Yeah,
you know that.
You're not denying it. You're just like you're just realizing what a stupid statement you made.
Okay, sure.
So I have a marijuana cigarette inside of my Arby's sandwich. I didn't pay for this. I don't want it. I'm not sure what type of herpes you have when you were smoking this before you put it inside my sandwich.
And when were you in here?
When were we in there, hon?
About 30, 40 minutes ago.
Through drive-thru?
We went through the drive-thru. Yep, she went.
Okay,
and she used the bathroom too. But yes, we were in the drive-thru.
The one on Stephanie?
That is correct. At the gallery near the Galleria there.
Okay, well,
So you, sir, being a marijuana addict, is trying to tell me that no one around you smokes marijuana? That sounds
I'm
like
a marijuana addict.
You're a reefer addict. You're a reefer addict.
Hi, good afternoon. Elisa, so can I help you?
Oh, hi. This is the Arby's location?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Michael. I'm calling from the Arby's corporate office. How are you this evening?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I feel wonderful, thank you. We just have reports of your bell statistics. We're reviewing bell statistics for each of the locations, and we're missing your bell statistics. Is your bell that the customers ring when they receive good service working?
Yes, it's working everything.
It is? Oh, okay. Maybe we. I think we just need to reset it. Do you think I could put you on hold for just one quick second while I go get David from IT? And David's going to get you to ring, reset the bell. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Please hold for one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Your hold is so important to us. At Arby's, we appreciate it when you hold. Thanks for holding. Arby's, where you can get a sandwich. Mm.
Arby's, we have the meats.
Hi, this is Dave. How's it going? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Dave from corporate office with Arby's.
How can I help you?
Yeah, we've not been receiving your bell statistics lately.
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
We've not been receiving your bell statistics. What we need to do, excuse me, I'm going to, so what we'll need to do is we'll need you to ring your bell to make sure that we're capturing it.
You're talking about the drive-thru bell? Because it just rang right now.
No, the customer bell, the one that they ring when they're satisfied with their order. You know, usually you have a bell in the lobby that the customers ding when they're on their way out if they had a good experience. Hello? Sir? Did I lose you? Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, we don't got that.
Oh, okay. All right, well, why don't you go to the hardware store, buy a bell, and shove it up your ass?
I knew you were bullshitting me, you fucking cocksucker.
You're the cocksucker.
You can't say that to corporate. You can't say that type of thing to corporate.
Horizons One Arby's.
Yeah, I was in there earlier. The man that was working there, he slipped me a piece of paper. When he handed me my change, and I didn't realize it until I was out here, he asked me to call back and told me he thought I had beautiful eyes. Do you know who that was?
No.
Can you ask? Can you ask if it was the beautiful man who slipped me the piece of paper is there? Because I want to make a life with him.
We did a shift change just now, so it would have been someone from earlier.
Who was on earlier? You, just for the sake of love, you have to help me.
I really wouldn't know. Do you know any characteristics of this person?
He was tall, dark complected, beautiful eyes.
Did he have long hair?
Yes, he did.
Ginger?
You could say so, like a lighter, darkish ginger. Yeah.
Well, there was only two boys here earlier. It was the ginger and then someone with dark hair.
It's funny how you call him a ginger. You know, he does have a soul. You just refer to him as the ginger? I think it was the ginger. What's his name? What's his number?
I'm sorry, I can't disclose any numbers of the workers here.
But he slipped me his number. He said he wanted me to call back. Is he still there? Is he out in the parking lot or something?
His number? No, he's not.
What is he? Is he work there tomorrow? I have to leave here tonight. Tomorrow, we gotta figure this out tonight. You're at the start of a rom com, where it's act one and you're like the pivotal contact. You have to help me get to this man. It's only act one.
Okay, so the thing is, we can't disclose employee information unless they're a manager, so we cannot tell you when he works.
But could you call him for me?
Didn't you just say that he gave you his number?
He gave me the number here. He gave me the number to this place and said to call, and I apparently got it too late. I got the number too late to call back to the store to talk to him.
Yeah, so our GM isn't here, and she's the only one that can access his number.
What's her number?
I honestly don't know.
There's got to be some kind of break in an emergency type of situation here, so we can get a hold of this guy, and we can make a love connection. I got a hot tub. I got like 30 jars of peanut butter, and I'm looking for a good time.
I like how you brought up the peanut butter.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right. When was this shift change? It just happened? Like, is he out in the parking lot?
Yeah. Well, it happened at like 4.
What are you doing later? Do you like peanut butter?
So I actually have a girlfriend and am a straight male that is under the age of 18. So I prefer to keep the fifth on that one.
All right. Well, I didn't have any problem with any part of that except for the under 18 part. But under that circumstance, why am I talking to you? Why was the phone handed to the 16-year-old? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, she had to go to the bathroom.
She didn't go to the bathroom. Man. What? The manager was just like, "Fuck it, I'll hand it to this kid." She's just shunting her. So she's shunted. So how old was that bitch? Fucking in her 30s, and she hands the phone to you and says to deal with this shit.
I'm sorry. What?
That's not right. You hand the phone to a 16-year-old boy.
No, the phone is connected to two phones.
So you're in the bathroom pooping right now while you're talking to me and this 16-year-old boy? How can you be talking? How can you be talking to a coworker pooping and talking to a customer?
I'm not in the bathroom.
He just said you went to the bathroom. First of all.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. I want to hear you wash your hands. I want to hear some water run. Girl.
I'm sorry, but we have to go to
Girl, I want to hear those hands get washed before you hang up that phone.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. What's your name there, buddy? My name's Rusty. I'm just a kid.
My name's Michael.
Hi. Do you ride a motorcycle, Michael?
I sure do.
Yeah? Can I call you Michael? Michael
Big
Motorcycle?
Time. That you sure can.
Yeah? That's pretty cool. Listen, Michael, I'm staying in this hotel with my parents.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you. I was down at the pool earlier. And then I went down the street to get some candy at a corner store. And I came back and my parents aren't there anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like, what do I do?
Maybe ask a stranger for a ride home somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah. Can I take a ride on your motorcycle, Michael?
It's only a one-seater.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Maybe I can put you on the handlebars.
You put me on the handlebars. I'm pretty small. I'm still a kid.
That might work.
Yeah. When do you get off work, Michael?
I get off at 7 in the morning.
Okay. So I'll just, like, hang out in the lobby until then?
I don't know if you can do that. We can only let people hang out in the lobby if they need it.
Yeah, well, I kind of need it. My parents aren't there.
Ooh, I don't know.
Their car's not in the parking lot anymore. What do I do?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, bud.
Michael? Where'd you go, man? I thought you were cool. I thought you were cool, dude.
I guess I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm just like I'm a friggin' kid, man, and you're being uncool to a kid.
Hey, there's a lot of rude kids out there. What can I tell you?
Do you think I'm a rude kid? I've been nothing but polite and respectful to you. You dumb shit.
You could be. Oh boy.
What's your fucking problem, man?
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Why don't you go take a shit or something?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you go do that.
I will get right on that.
You dirty old man.
That's right.
You think you have problems?
Sometimes. Well, sometimes I get sad.
Love is an illusion, man.
I couldn't agree more.
And the brutal persistence of time, it'll just destroy you.
It will.
So why not come to Arby's with me? And we can share a roast beef sandwich.
Dude, that sounds great. I could go for an Arby right now.
Let's go.
If there was an Arby's near me, I'd meet you there.
Well, how about I order some? I have Uber Eats on my phone.
Fucking send an Arby's my way.
Yeah, I'll send it. I'll put it. What's the address of this hotel again? It's like on Main Street, right? And so.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to get this ordered right now. I'm going to order you a roast beef sandwich.
I'm fucking pumped.
And I'm going to leave a note in the Uber Eats thing to get them to ring the bell on their way out.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And the order is going to be for Michael Motorcycle.
Michael Motorcycle, that's right.
Yeah, no, Michael Motorcycle.
There you go.
Okay. Typing it in now. It should be here. Do you want a soft drink with that?
Yeah, throw a Pepsi in there for me.
All right. Pepsi Zero, because you sound like a loser. Okay, here we go. All right.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. A loser would say that.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Order away. All right, bye.
Bye.
That guy's going to be disappointed.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.